So did you know that your name is written in the will? Your name is written in that will. God's last will and testament has you included in it. And how do I know this? We were just singing, "You are my inheritance, O Lord." So we have not been disinherited, but we have been included. He has made sure that our name is there. Did you know that? Do you feel that you are included in God's inheritance? Because the inheritance that we get from God is God Himself. That's what He gives to us. And we see what God's inheritance looks like. It looks like Jesus. So He has sent Jesus into this world so that we can look at Jesus and we can say, this is what the Father has left us in His will. And the thing about it is that we don't even have to wait until we die to collect. We start collecting that now because He has already died. And therefore, as we think of this, we think about what was given to us through our baptism. Because in our baptism, we were made prophet, priest, and king. Isn't this what Jesus is? He's the prophet who speaks the word of God. And so He says to us in today's gospel, that heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will never pass away. That prophetic word which stands forever. And that's a word that has to be fulfilled as a part of our inheritance. So yes, He has given us His word so that we too will proclaim His word. So as I preach to you, I'm actually preaching a part of my inheritance. Because with Him, I'm expected to preach, to declare the word of God. And that word is a word that lasts forever. But not only have we been made prophet, but we have been made priest. And as priest, it is our responsibility to offer. But with the ordained priesthood, we hear that, according to the second reading, that every priest stands daily in offering of a sacrifice. But then we're reminded that there is one priest, and that one priest, Jesus Christ, who doesn't have to offer a sacrifice daily, but a sacrifice that is offered once and for all. So there is no more sacrifice that needs to be offered by Jesus. And therefore, as I stand, as any other priest stands daily at the altar, we are not offering a new sacrifice. But we are representing the sacrifice that was once and for all made by Jesus Himself. Because Jesus, on the night before He died, as that priest, He took bread and He took wine. He consecrated these and He said, "This is My body, this is My blood." And He said to His disciples, "Do this in memory of Me." And therefore, we do this daily. And every time we come into a celebration of the Eucharist, we're coming to celebrate our inheritance. To celebrate our inheritance given to us even now by Jesus Christ. Because yes, indeed, He is our inheritance. But not only are we prophet and priest, but we're king. And we're king because of the kingship of Jesus Christ. And later on, we're going to hear some words, you know, saying something, you know, like, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Because next week, we're celebrating the solemnity of Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. So yes, we want to see that King. And what does that King do? We're told that the King is the one who will hand out the inheritance to each one of us. Because when we read Matthew chapter 25, we'll hear Jesus saying, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was shelterless and you gave me shelter. You did all of these things. And he said, because you have done it to the least of these, you have done it to me. And it is that King who will reward us. So as we look towards next week, we're looking forward to receiving liturgically and sacramentally, to receive our inheritance given by the King. And so you can just understand then, my sisters and brothers, why today the Church has designated this as the World Day of the Poor. Because when we think of the World Day of the Poor, we think that as we prepare ourselves in order to get our inheritance, we just have to do those things for which we will be judged. How is it that we take care of our sisters and brothers? And therefore, throughout the world on this day, various things are being done to recognize the ministry that we owe to the poor. Here in our diocese, we will be taken in all the parishes a second collection for Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities is the charitable arm of the Church. It is that arm that takes care of helping people who are hungry, people who are homeless, people who are sick, whether in body or in spirit, to help these people. And therefore, when we make our collection for this today, so at the end of Mass, persons will be there with baskets asking you to make a contribution for Catholic Charities. And as you give your collection, and I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but just you'll be answering the question that Jesus was asked. Lord, when did we see you sick? When did we see you hungry? When did we see you naked? When did we see you homeless and minister to you? And He will tell us as we drop our money in that box, that collection, it is something that you have done to the least of my little ones, and we're doing it to Jesus. Because they too need to recognize that God is their inheritance. So it's all connected, isn't it? Everything that we do. And it is the King who will be judging us. Therefore, my sisters and brothers, as we are celebrating this day, as we celebrate our inheritance, then we are not going to be like people who fight over an inheritance Because sometimes, you know, that this happens in families. That when someone dies and there's a big fight in the family over the inheritance. But anything and everything that is given to us, it's not given to us in order for us to hoard, but rather that we may share. Because our inheritance is not our own, but it is something that needs to be shared with our sisters and brothers. So whatever we have received, as Jesus will tell us, freely you have received, so freely you should give. So, is God your inheritance? Have you received your inheritance? Then share your inheritance.